Okay. So the but why is it the prerequisite is Shabere Merachem Al Odom Yoser Mikol Merachem, more than any other Merachem. I understand. He has Rachmanis. He has tremendous Rachmanis. He had endless Rachmanis. Why does it have to be more Rachmanis Mikol Merachem? Other Merachem could also have, but why Mikol Merachem? Rachmanis should be enough to assure Hashem has Rachmanis. That's one of the things I now know. If I put my trust in him, he has Rachmanis. I think the Pshat is Poshet. Because the trick by Bitochen is that any of the critical ingredients that we can for a moment imagine exist in anyone other than Hashem detracts from our ability to totally connect and rely on Hashem. In other words, Hashem has Rachmanis, I know. But you know something? I think I got a friend out there who has even more Rachmanis. Or I think my wife or my husband or my children or my mother has more Rachmanis. So it detracts something. The relationship, the trust in Hashem has to be so absolute that, I mean, to get the highest level, that there is absolutely no place else to turn. No one has any more Rachmanis than Hashem. And I know for what I want to need, the maximum that I can get in terms of Rachmanis. So it has to be that he's Merachim al Ha'odom, Yoyter Mikol Merachim. Otherwise, it interferes with my ability to have. It's the same thing, you know, if a person has other resources, you know, I'm asking Hashem for money, I want success in this deal. But frankly, I have a good couple of billion bucks stored away someplace. And therefore, this deal is like, it's not make or break to me. Can't feel the same thing. No, there's no one else. There's nothing else. I'm completely bereft. I'm empty. That's where from the depths of nothing else-ness, that's where the bitochen in Hashem emanates. So that's mikol yoseh mikol merachim. What?
The fact that he's merachim yoseh mikol merachim means that he has other people might have mercy, but he has more mercy.
That's right.
The next part is even more powerful.
That's right.
No one else really has.
Oh, that's right. So let's read the next one. We just read it. The whole rachamim v'chemlo sheyiu mizulosu alov. Not only that. Now, here he goes to another step. Let's say he's morachim more than any other morachim. But you know something? He's number one, morachim. But, you know, but I have a number two. I have a backup. Not as powerful. He's a 10, maybe I have a 9 as a backup, I have an 8 as a backup. So one would think, that's also something, I have a backup. He says, no, I have to know that even the backup, the kol rachamim v'chemlo sheyu mizulosei, that's coming from anyone else other than Hashem, kulam hei merachmi okelich v'chemlosei. Even that, I think I have a backup who's not a 10, but he's a 9. No, that backup doesn't have rachmanis on me. Any rachmanis he has is only from Hashem's rachmanis. So it's really all about Hashem.
But the guy still has it.
But that's nothing. He only has it because Hashem put it in his heart. He only has it. Any dilution? Yeah. Any dilution, any additional factor, any alternative, any thought or I would say even imagination of an alternative detracts from the totality. Bitochen is the pshat. In other words, a critical ingredient in bitochen is not just I'm trusting you. A critical ingredient in getting to the trust is there ain't nobody else out there that could do this for me. That's so critical because once I think there's somebody else, okay, I'm counting on you, but you know something? I got a backup plan. When there's a backup plan, it's not totally. And the truth of the matter is that when there's a backup plan, we really, even in life.
Hashem created Rachman, and now the person has the Rachman.
That's a joke with the.
Who cares?
Was, no?
It all comes from Hashem. No, I can't. No, because. Listen. Wait a second. We went step by step. The first step was that Hashem has more rachamim than anyone else. Because if I think anyone else has any more, it detracts from my ability to put total trust in Hashem. Now, but there is something else. Let's say there's no one has any more. Maybe there's no one even has equal. But just somebody has a little bit less. So I would say, with a little bit less, also could take away from the bitochen. Because, you know, it's like this. Listen, Hashem, I'm counting on you. But if you're really not in the mood, I'll go to the number nine. I'll go to the little bit less guy. He could also help me. Do you know something? You're fooling yourself. Because that little bit less guy is also totally in Hashem. So you better trust in Hashem, because that little guy can't do anything for you either. So the whole idea of this paragraph, of this, whatever. No, no, but the existence.
I'm
trusting in the north. If not, this is not trusting. I'm trusting in Hashem. The only thing else, it goes so far. This is a dramatic and maybe like a fanatic statement. It's that it goes so far that if there is an alternative, that's, let's say someone has more rachmonis, I can't put full trust in Hashem's rachmonis. And even if there's an alternative that's less merachim, but there's still some detraction from the totality of focus on Hashem the merachim. It's only if there's nobody more, and even the less that does exist, there are people that have rachmonis on me, but all their rachmonis is a byproduct of Hashem's doing. So really, even if I'm looking to them, I'm really relying on Hashem anyway. So therefore, it doesn't take away from the bitochen. I'm still relying on Hashem. A person has to realize.
Depends what your mind says.
Oh, of course, you're right. If you don't have the right mindset, all of these
have power. Hashem gave him the money to give to you. Was any different than
you mean the same concept should apply there? Oh, and I agree. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. The same concept should apply. What?
Yeah.
No, but there are psychological nuances. There are psychological nuances. I have a bidia, but I got another eitzah. I have an eitzah.
I thought he's saying, therefore, don't rely on that reliance, because it's not him, it's Hashem anyway.
That's right. He's mevatel. I'm not eating anything. I'm reading.
No, it's something you're adding to this concept that everyone seems to know.
It's not simple like that. Here he's saying the following. This is different from Eino Movado and from, I know everything is from Hashem. That's true. And I know that Al Tiftuch Ben Adivin don't rely on anybody else, only Hashem. The question is like this. I'm relying on Hashem. And I know he is the Merachim, and there's nobody has more Rachmonis than him. But my mother, she still has Rachmonis on me. Not as much as Hashem, of course, but she has Rachmonis on me. Would you say that that's going to interfere with my ability to rely on Hashem? She's not as capable. She's not all powerful. She doesn't have all the resources he has. But there's something psychological. I have someone else to turn to with Rachmonis that takes away a drop of the total reliance, the absolute total, without any slight whatever it is, nothing. It's a total and complete reliance on Hashem's rachmanis. Knowing that someone else out there has rachmanis on me, even less powerful than Hashem, but also interferes. I'm counting on his rachmanis, but I got another backup, at least on the rachmanis. I don't know if she can deliver for me. You know, she's not exactly.
What's her role? What? It's sympathy.
No,
what can he do?
Since, once more, I'm having a rough time here, I don't know. Since the concept of bitochen is, I'm relying on Hashem's rachmonis. If I think that there's an alternative rachmonis out there, it detracts something psychologically in the fullness of my heart on the reliance of Hashem's rachmonis. You know, listen, I'll tell you something. I'm relying on Hashem to give me what I need, my parnosa for the day, for the week. You know, at least I'll get some sympathy from my mother if I don't get it. Then you're not relying on Hashem's rachmonis completely. What? You have a backup, even not in the ability to deliver, just in the ability to have rachmonis.
Unless you view your mother as a shliach of Hashem.
Okay, but even as a shliach is a dangerous thing, because the shliach and the mishalech, the line is very thin. You know the story. But in it says Chachomim, you're allowed because they'll make sure to remind you that it's all from Hashem. A person who is not such a Chacham will say, "Oh, I'll be very happy to help you." And there's a mixture there because the line between he's helping me and Hashem's helping me is very thin. When you know, believe me, I'm telling you, anyone who's in the fundraising business knows that when you go and you ask a person for a donation, it's very hard to really look at that person and say, "You don't exist." And I'll be just as happy if you give me the $1 million that I asked for, or if you don't, because you're really just from Hashem and it's all coming from Hashem anyway. And by the way, if you manage to zeichet to feel that way, don't let him know that you feel that way, then you're finished. You know, I had one such a story. And when we started out with made a school together with a day school there, but the plan was to separate. And we finally separated. We had a separate corporation and everything. We're making a yeshiva. Day school is a day school. And the yeshiva is a yeshiva. So the Rosh Yeshiva from the Chaim Yeshiva, Repenach Libus, came out to the first meeting with the Balabatim. He was there. He came out, I don't remember. And he told the Rabbi, he says, "Rabbi Yisai, don't worry, because you have a shutuf. They're worried about the financial burden." He says, "Don't worry, you have a shutuf that underwrites everything. The shutuf will take care of you." Okay, fine. About a month or two later, I was at a meeting, and one of the people who was at that original meeting with the Rosh Yeshiva was there. And I told him, I said, "I need $1,000 for tomorrow morning." $1,000 those days was a lot of money. So he puts his hand in his pocket, and he starts counting the $100 bills, no problem. And then he says, "But where's your shutuf?" And I, in my naivete, said, "I don't understand the question. What do you care if my shutuf gives it to me this way or any other way?" And I realized later, someone actually pointed out to me, here he's giving me his hard-earned money and I'm thanking the shutuf. You know, when it comes to the donor, he's the man. When it comes to the reality, it's all from Hashem. So look at him and say, "Hey, you're really not here. I'm just going through the motions. I'm just doing my ishtadlus. You're irrelevant. You know, if Hashem wants me to have the money, I'll have it. If not, not, I'm counting on him. But don't give on. Don't give off for a moment that impression. Oh, shkoyach. Thank you." And it's true, because he has the rotzat hatoik. As the Sofer Talavovitz says later on, even though he may not have given you the money because it's all from Hashem, but he has the rotzat hatoik. He had the bechira to say yes or no. And he said yes. Now Hashem could have forced him, but he wanted to do it. And for that alone, not for the money, just for the rosanat toiv, you have to be eternally makir toiv. Anyway,
are you saying over here that if you believe that a person can have any level of rachamim on you,
not coming from Hashem. He says that anyone else who has rachamim, it's all from Hashem.
What do you mean? Hashem created the concept of rachamim. Hashem was the one who created rachamim, put rachamim in the world. So any feeling, any emotion, that's really from Hashem.
And he also put rachamim in this person to have rachmanis on you.
So what does that do for me?
What does for me is that the focus is totally on Hashem's rachamim. So there is no.
You know I'm getting it from the second guy?
No, you're not getting it. No, you're not getting it. No, it's not talking about where you're getting it. You're counting on. This is before you're getting it. You're counting on. You're having bitachon Hashem. So he says, if you think that someone has more rachmanis, you can't really have bitochen in the Rachmei Hashem. And if you think that someone has less rachmonis, the only way that won't interfere with your bitochen in Hashem's rachmonis is to realize that rachmonis is also orchestrated by Hashem.
Interfere, because if I don't, because I'm ashamed. Hashem doesn't give it to me right now.
Either that or at least, I'm not sure to go that far, at least there's an alternative rachmonis. That's why I said, let's say Hashem won't give me my money today. My mother, she'll give me rachmonis. She doesn't have any money to give me, but she'll give me rachmonis. It's also good. It interferes because it's not totally reliant on Hashem. Think about it. Let's do something. Anyway, Shinama Rachmus Hashem is the one who gives it rachmonis. Let's see if we could, what? Can we do one more? Oh, there's the long one. What's that? Yeah, okay, so forget it. Okay, go ahead.
We're talking about the return that we recognize.
That's right.
Before we were talking about meaning the fact that Hashem views us as completely dependent upon him. That's what compels him to give.
Well, that's part of the Rachmanis.
Is that what
we're relying on his rachmanis. That I'm counting. Yeah.
That my recognition of the fact that you're a merachim. How does that get to the next step of the fact that I'm going to rely on you to the extent that you can't let me down because of your rachmanis?
Because if I know that you're the total merachim, and I'm looking towards you, I have no one else to turn to, and I'm turning towards you, and I know that you're the one and only merachim, and even if there's another one, all rachmanis emanates from you, then I can be totally focused on your rachmanis.
That's the truth that evokes.
Does that awaken? Is that the Yemunah Rachamecha?
That's right.
So in other words, the Bitachon actually causes Hashem's rachmanis to be placed.
Well, I suggested that Yemunah Rachamecha means.
Reliance on Hashem.
But even if you have Hashem's rachmanis, it doesn't mean you're going to get what you want. It just means that you have his rachmanis.
Well, the answer
may still be, I feel for you.
Well,
no.
Okay. Now I have to object to that statement. Okay, for the probably 10,000th time over the past number of years. Okay, so I have to object to that with all due respect. I'll tell you why. But you're right, but yet there's another piece to it. What do I mean? Let's take the Shmon Esrei, for example. We say every day, Hatoiv ki lo yicholu rachamecha. You're the good one who never withholds your racham. That's your point, right? I know you have rachmanis. My heart cries for you. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to help you yet, right? But you're the merachem ki lo yisamu chasodech. Your chesed is endless. It never ends. That's why me oilam ki vinu lo. We always continue.
No. Chesed what you want, chesed, or chesed what Hashem thinks is chesed?
So I just wanted to first hear. Wait. We go too fast for me over here. I'm very slow. We go too fast. So the first thing I'm answering like this. You're right that Rachmanis alone, if Bitochen was only based on the Rachmanis, then all Rachmanis really means Hashem looks and cries for you. Right? That's Rachmanis. You're right. But there's another piece. Bitochen is based on Rachmanis. He's just talking about one aspect. Remember, there are seven that he said over here. And the Rachmanis is one, but there's another aspect. And that's Chesed. In fact, David HaMelech, when he describes Bitochen, he says, V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. I trusted in your Chesed. So Rachmanis is a piece. Rachmanis, it sounds like what really evokes the Yeshua is the combination of I'm waiting for him. I'm looking to him. I'm counting on him. He has rachmanis, and he and his chesed is endless. So Hashem is always there to do chesed, and he feels my pain. So that's the winning combination. For example, let's say you said very good. I have rachmanis, but there's nothing I can do about it, right? Let's say I'm weak. Somebody had a whole thesis. Hashem has rachmanis, but he's weak. He can't do anything. That's ridiculous, obviously. But you have rachmanis. Then there's another piece. Not only do you have rachmanis, you act on it. You're moli chesed merachamim. You never miss an opportunity to do chesed. If you're the merachim, that means you're aware of my suffering. That means you feel my pain. And your endless chesed, that means you're going to do. That's the winning combination.
I didn't have a good question. No,
because he's saying, what happens if it's no?
So now it's a different question. We went step by step. We go very fast. So that's a different question. If I'm trying, I'm relying on Hashem's chesed. Maybe the chesed is the thing that I don't want. Right?
Maybe the no
is really the chesed. That's a whole different discussion, in my opinion. And the simple answer to that, because we have to finish. The simple answer to that is that sometimes that's true. But if a person truly maintains that trust in Hashem, then Hashem will, and this is brought, I can look for the Makairis next week, I don't remember it offhand, but he will turn that which was not good and make it into good. Not to disappoint the one who's relying on
the whole point is that we should
just a return on its own
condition. I don't know.
You can't always expect what you want. So you have, if you're at that level of betuchen where you're 100%, then whether it's yes or no,
okay.
Whether it's yes or no, it's you have to be betuchen that's what was supposed to be.
I see only sophisticated Bali Bitochen come to learn about Bitochen. It's not the people who don't know about Bitochen. You're right. And there's a higher level than what I just mentioned. What there's one level is I'm hoping, I don't know what's going to be, I'm hoping. There's another level, I'm confident. And I'm confident I'm going to get what I want, and Hashem will make it good even if it's not. But there's a third level. That's the level. I think Gemara says about David HaMelech, Chesed u'mishpato shiro. Chesed u'shiro, u'mishpato shiro. David HaMelech said it made no difference to him whether he gave him a kiss or a patch, because he knows the Chesed Hashem to such a level that makes no difference. Now, I don't know if you've ever met anyone on that level. Please let me know, because I would love to go to that person for a brocha. I have never met anyone on that level yet. The Hasidim have a beautiful story to describe it. The story they tell about Reb Zisha. They say that they sent a delegation. Reb Zisha, what does it mean? Smechem b'yisurim, to rejoice in suffering. So they finally found this Reb Zisha who was ripped clothing, poverty, mamish, living in some shack, and sickly, emaciated, looking like he was about to, you know, leave the world. And they asked him, they sent this to you. What does it mean? Smechem b'yisurim. Says, I don't know why they sent you to me. I never suffered a day in my life. Mm-hmm. All right? If we can be holy by such a level, where no matter what happens, oh, it's all good. I'm not sure that we're there. Okay. Go ahead.